Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right.
Hello.
Listen,
no
think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
There was something, you know, we were very lucky this weekend. I've been blabbing about this gig that I've had probably the last time my band ever plays.
Yeah, right.
This
okay,
past
sure,
weekend.
Uh-huh.
Well, one of these times has to be the last time.
No, I don't think
probably
so.
Probably that one.
You love
so,
it.
Like,
stop it.
Sure, it's great. So
farewell tour concert, huh?
Yeah, it's like one of those farewell tours that just never ends. So this is probably the last gig. We wound up being able to play. It was great. Like, it was so depressing until about 2 p.m. on Saturday. Like, it was miserable. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't miserable. And we cleaned everything up and used a leaf blower to dry off the day. It actually worked. The sun came out. It was amazing. So we got to play the show. And like, the day was saved. The clouds parted. The angels sang. And it was... Woo! So while we were really lucky, there was a big festival in Vegas that was supposed to happen and did not happen.
Oh.
Like I guess they had some real weather as well. And as you know, they're on the other side of those big mountains from us. So I'm just wondering if, because we got dumped on up in the Sierras. I mean, that was...
What was the big... Is it Life is Beautiful?
Nah, it's called... The Lovers and Friends Festival.
Oh, I don't know it.
Well, it's, you know, I was like, what's that? But tons of big names playing at it. It was supposed to rock Vegas on Friday. Sorry, on Saturday. But it got canceled last minute. There was the threat of severe weather, including winds of like 60 miles per hour. The bill was supposed to include Usher, Janet Jackson, the Backstreet Boys, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, T-Pain, Mary J., Nas, Alicia Keys, Gwen Stefani, Nelly Furtado, Ludacris, Ciara, TLC, MIA, Nelly, Timbaland, and tons more.
That's huge.
The Lovers and Friends Festival.
102 jams. Hello.
I guess. It was very gale force windy. And they had to cancel it.
All right.
So, you know, while some people were saved by the sun, they were not. Some fans got a little bit of satisfaction. Snoop and T-Pain put on an impromptu show at that Resorts World, which I keep hearing about Resorts World, which is a weird thing to name your resort, but okay, Resorts World, at the IU Day Club. Those guys, they were like, we want to play, and we've got all our stuff here, and we're doing it. So they went and put a show on. Not everyone got to go to that, but it was a big festival and it totally got canceled. Bummer.
All right.
I'm gonna talk a little bit about AI here. As AI has in the last year infiltrated our lives in ways we never thought possible.
It's all the rage, Sarah.
That's what I hear, Vin. But you and I have both talked about how it's scary to think, because we've all seen those deep fake videos where now I feel like you have to question everything. Like, you can't believe your eyes anymore. You just can't. And you can't even believe your ears a lot of times. People are using AI to write songs or have this person's voice do a cover of this other person's song. So it sounds like, you know, Ozzy Osbourne singing a song by Celine Dion or something. You know what I mean? Like, you can just, if you can dream it up, you can make it happen with AI.
I don't know where this goes, but I know that it will probably end up in some way, shape, or form filling radio airtime as well.
It's right. Well, think about, I don't want to give anybody any ideas here, but there have to be 100,000 hours of us talking, all in memory bank somewhere.
Right. No, and it may get so good that they may actually eliminate, you know,
human
beings, and it'll just be this AI that, you know, here's what the audience wants. Be safe, be mildly funny, and, you know, semi-topical.
Sure.
Don't say anything that could make anyone upset.
Right, we will be avoiding.
And every boss in the world will go, I needed this my whole career.
And then the AI will come for the boss's jobs.
Well, I don't know. I do think, though, that it's a reality that we're watching it happen.
Right.
As it just, you know, its tentacles,
yeah,
like, continue to move underground. Unbeknownst to us, when it finally is done, we're going to go, we let that happen to us.
Yeah. How did we let that happen? We were like, oh, that seems fun. And then it wasn't fun and we didn't have jobs anymore. You know, and it's really, it's everything, too. It's not just music. I mean, think about, like, if you told an AI, you know, paint me something in the style of Monet. Paint me, you know, take this photograph and make it into a painting in this person's style or that person's. Like, I mean, art is in peril in its way. So I saw this story and I thought, well, this is actually something to think about. Like, is this good news? You tell me. I'm going to tell you and you're going to...
Okay.
It's just an interesting angle. So you tell me. AI. Do you know who Randy Travis is?
Yeah.
He's a country guy. He had a stroke like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he struggles now. He can't sing anymore. And
I'll play his big hit.
Oh, yeah. It's sure. Great.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, baby. I'm going to love you forever.
Butter.
As long as only sit and talk about the weather.
So he's got a new, this is his first song in over a decade has just come out. It came out on Friday and it's called Where That Came From. Let's have a little listen to this.
All right.
When she smiled, out came the sun.
That sounds like James Taylor.
Oh, funny. A little bit, yeah. So, that's AI, right there.
Oh.
We're listening to a song that was created by AI using Randy as the example. But here's the deal. It's just like a little bit harder to hate on AI now. Listen to this story. So, Randy Travis,
as a summer breeze,
he had a near-fatal stroke in 2013. And at that point, that's it. He can't really talk or sing anymore. He's still there. He's mentally in his head, and so he's even done, like,
mentally in his head.
Well, that's the thing that's hard, you know? When you're still there, but you can't make everything work. Like,
you know, everything that you used to love is no longer within reach because you're trapped. Yes,
right.
I do understand what you said.
So
yikes.
Apparently, there's some Randy Travis shows where he and this guy who was on The Voice have found a way to continue his career, Randy Travis's career. This guy's name is James Dupre. James was on The Voice in 2015 and has his own music career, but he grew up listening to Randy. He's been touring with him, and they call him the guest vocalist. He sings songs. He sings Randy Travis's songs while Randy interacts with fans in some way. They don't really go into that here, but they do shows together, this
can
guy.
So he's not on a gurney. He can walk.
I don't know.
It looks like he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Oh. But I don't. But that could just be cut to rest. Seriously, like people, yeah. You know, you can have some paralysis and still be able to get around, but it takes a lot. So mostly you go places in a wheelchair.
I have a question.
Okay.
Does Randy need the money? Because if his care is so expensive that he's blown through all his dough, then I can see why this is super important. Otherwise, the guy had a great career. I mean, things happen to people. You know, I mean...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he needs the money.
Okay.
But, so here's a little more of this. So Randy's first news service is Randy Travis. He had a massive stroke over 10 years ago, and now he's got a new song out, and here's how they did it. It came from AI. People immediately upon hearing it were like, he can't sing anymore. Is this AI? It has been confirmed that that is the case. CBS Sunday Morning sat down with him yesterday and did a big segment on how AI is letting him continue his career in music. Randy has troubles talking. He can't really sing anymore ever since this stroke. So with his blessing, his longtime producer helped train an AI to copy his voice using stripped down vocals from 42 old tracks. So they have access to his isolated vocals. And now this AI is able to use all those little parts to put these songs together. So that's really just the half of it. Any new lyrics also do need to be sung first. So this guy, James Dupre, that he does shows with, he sang all these songs and then AI took his voice and changed it into Randy Travis's voice.
Okay.
So James sings this new song, James Dupre. And then it's filtered through AI, and it really does sound like Randy Travis. Randy's wife was there the first time they played it, and she got pretty emotional. Like, she said she forgot how much she missed his voice until she hears it again. It all sounds new. And the best part is, I guess, is that this isn't just a one-off. Like, Randy and James are already working on new music. So,
what?
Yes, it looks like more is on the way. There's a fairly long segment, you know, this whole CBS Sunday Morning thing, if you want to go and take a look at it. Randy put out a statement Friday saying, 11 years ago, I never thought I would be able to have a hand in music production of any kind, but by God's grace and the support of family, friends, fellow artists, and fans, I'm able to create the music I so dearly love. Many thanks to my wonderful team and the best fans in the world for putting me back in the saddle. I've enjoyed every moment of it. So, are we... If it's with an artist's blessing and in a situation like this, are we down with this AI?
Yeah, I think so. I think that he's right now kind of disabled, but he has the mental capacity to compose music. If you think about like Beethoven, he went deaf in his later years and actually composed some of his best music. Couldn't even hear it though, right? Like he was composing it because he was super smart and developed that amazing skill. So I think this is kind of similar to that, where he doesn't have the voice to create the songs that he wants, but he's able to still have the input.
And then this other guy sings them, and the AI changes it into Randy's voice. It's
a little bit scary.
I think the big difference between this and what's happening on YouTube all around the country is that Randy's behind this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, like, as you did the story, I'm feeling against it, and I have a tendency to think that sometimes... And right. Bad luck is not something that... I don't believe he deserved to have a stroke.
Right.
You know, I don't believe that. I just don't. But sometimes your career is over. Like, there is a point wherein you go, okay, it's time to no longer be performing or whatever. That said, by the end of that story, as you read it, I went, you know what? How could anybody be against this? It's him using AI to be him.
And he's only 65. Like, he was in his early 50s when this happened to him. So he's, I feel like he must feel so happy to be able to do at least this. It's still...
Oh, I agree. Imagine you've been, you from a fully productive, superstar, famous life... to trapped in your house just trying to rehab to get any kind of yourself back.
Oh, I know.
Yikes. So, no, I agree with you. Like, in this situation, you can't really... it would be hard to argue. Like, I love debate, and sometimes the you just pull the subject out and your side of it and go, all right, I'll take that side.
I'll try and argue it, sure.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against this knowing that Randy's been set free.
Right. I know. And yet, there's still all the problematic feelings about AI and what it's doing and how it's copying and how it's maybe taking people's livelihoods. But then you hear this and it's like, wow, that's actually pretty effing great for this guy. So anyway, I don't know if this will be a hit song or anything, but it's an outlet for this guy. So there you go. Randy Travis. AI is allowing him to continue his music career. So,
all right.
There you go. Let's see. The Drake and Kendrick Lamar feud, that, like, I don't know, they each
released,
like, I don't know. They, truthfully, I didn't really know there was a big beef going on. So I wasn't exactly following, like, what Drake's up to. But they just, like, released all these diss tracks against each other. And they're, you know, Drake is saying, you're with this lady, but you're cheating on her and you're abusive. And Kendrick Lamar saying, Drake, you're a pedophile and you've had face surgery. And I don't know. I don't really understand any of it. But they were making jokes about it on SNL this weekend. So I was like, I should really look at that. And I still can't make heads or tails of it. But I will say this. One thing I did find is that Kendrick Lamar is going to be working with Matt Stone and Trey Parker. They're the South Park, Book of Mormon people, you know, Team America, World Police. Those guys, they're awesome. And they're doing a live-action comedy with Kendrick Lamar. It's in the works at Paramount. It looks like it's going to be a movie that comes out next year, some kind of live-action comedy feature from Paramount Pictures. Kendrick Lamar stars.
Is there no, I mean, well, like, Kendrick called him a pedo.
Yeah.
That seems like, you know, do the police go, wait, what? And then...
I guess in Drake rap songs says, you can say anything.
You're cheating on your girlfriend. Doesn't the girlfriend go, wait, what? What?
Or is she like, yeah, and he does all the other stuff Drake says. Drake, please come save me. Oh, yeah, and then he's like giving him crap for being Canadian. Huh. Canada's like, what did we do to you, eh? Right. I don't understand it, Vinny. I don't even want to, like, promote it because I feel like it's completely constructed so that we'll talk about these guys.
Oh.
And because that's the way things work these days. Like, now I feel like I'm the donkey that went, oh, what, a beef? Well, I should report that. Let me mention these guys' names over and over, you know? I've been tricked again. I've been had again, Vinny.
Well,
but I did find out that Kendrick Lamar is going to go into acting, so I guess that's good. And I do love the South Park guys. So,
listen to this text.
What you got?
415 says, I bet Sarah would love a rebooted Back in Black album via Bon Scott.
You know, I've actually heard what somebody was saying were demo tapes of Bon Scott's vocals because he died, I guess, during the making of the Back in Black record.
Uh-huh.
So supposedly there's, and it did sound like the guy, but it's been years and I never heard them again. So I don't know. I would like that. You're right about that. But if that was like before AI came into the picture, I don't even remember when that was. Like early 2000s or something.
You'd think
those would be everywhere
if
they were real. It's got to be fake. Like some dude who just sounds like Bon Scott. All right, Vinny, I am 100% out of time. 100. It's coming up.
Bigfoot, also, this marriage is off!
It's Allison at 97.3.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
What else you got? Oh, yeah. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's the number one song in Merca right there, Fortnite. It's our Tay. And listen, you still have a chance to see Tay in the UK. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. Just listen for a minimum of 60 minutes a day, and every time you do that, each day you get a daily entry. It's incredible. You could win a trip for four to travel to London to see Taylor Swift August 17th with a four-night hotel stay and round-trip airfare. All the info on this, all you need to know about Tay in the UK is at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure to stay updated on the latest celebrity trash and news stories by checking out our Facebook page.
Yeah.
All right, here's what's happening. Weather's going to be nice, and it's like for days and days and days. Days on end.
Love it.
So we did have an incredible storm move through on Saturday and got record snow.
Oh,
like, the snowiest day of the winter was on May 4th.
May the 4th.
Thank you. I was kind of was halfway in between. I was like, no, it's too late. It's too late to go, may the 4th be with you. So, sorry. Anyway. Yeah, we really got dumped on. So, a little
great
bit extension of the snow season, everyone. Enjoy it.
It's
really good.
Yeah.
It's great. I got a few stories. I'm going to try to get to all three of them. Here's a nice one.
Okay.
Here's a lesson for single people on the dating scene. You do not have to be attractive to be hot.
Oh.
What? Sure.
Is this because guys will bang anything?
No, this is not where we're going, John.
All right. No, John.
Because guys won't do that. That's actually not true. It's not a true statement.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Sure, 95% of it is, are you good looking enough? But there are other contributing factors. People on social media are talking about the unexpected things that make someone hotter.
Oh.
And it'll make you feel a little better about humanity. Sure. That person that you matched with deleted you because you're not good looking enough. But here are some of the things that are going to get you that partner eventually.
Okay.
The ability to be silly or have fun with a dumb joke. Like, just not everything has to be
so earnest.
A serious situation.
Right. That is true, then. Funny gets you a long way.
They don't have to actually enjoy all of your favorite movies and music, but they do take your hobbies and favorites seriously. So that is, for example, you know, John loves softball and golf.
Yep.
And you fund his adventures. It's incredible.
It's our money, Vinny.
I understand.
That sounds wrong when you say I fund him.
I agree. She's winking, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not winking. I think totally that's, winking. You know, that's not, don't undermine his, he can have his hobbies.
Right, that's what I'm saying. People can have their hobbies. You take their hobbies and favorites seriously.
Yes. Or
just because it's their interest, and it, you don't have to be interested as well.
Right.
Being polite.
Yes. People have to have their own things.
Being polite and friendly to people in public, especially workers. Showing empathy to people. These are things that make people more attractive. Kindness, empathy.
Mm. Yep.
Making eye contact. They put the needs of others before their own. They enjoy reading books or just learning about new things in general and aren't afraid to try new things. These are things that can make you more attractive to others.
Just because you're not a supermodel doesn't mean you're not interesting.
They do the right thing, even if it might make them look bad.
Oh.
Someone said, maybe it was Sarah, I don't know. Decent people will only do what's expected, but good people will go the extra mile and do the right thing, even when no one's watching.
Oh. So good is better than decent.
Right.
A decent person does what's expected.
The ability to adapt to any situation and not allow adversity to get them. These are things that make you a more attractive person. Not better looking per se, but
yeah,
good qualities to have.
There's so much more to humans than just, you know, what your face looks like or your body. Get a little deeper.
This is controversial, but this person says, I look favorably on people who are friends with their exes, or at least don't talk unreserved crap about them.
Yeah, that can be unattractive. I don't know that I don't know. A lot of people are threatened by exes, though, you know? Like, I don't want you to be friends with your ex because I feel like that person probably still carries a flame for you or something.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, if you can create a hit song out of something that happened between you and your ex, is it wrong?
Well, I mean, I guess we'd have to go to the source for that. Taylor, your thoughts?
And maybe in the good old days, this would have been considered funny, but it's not.
What?
Considered funny at all now. Schools these days have zero tolerance for visitors acting creepy, mysterious, or threatening, even if they're just kidding. A school district in Ohio went on lockdown last week when Bigfoot was spotted walking around the campus and running past the classroom windows.
Oh.
The Sasquatch wasn't real.
Right.
Because they later found out it was a parrot who was playing a prank.
Oh.
Some elementary kids were outside at the time, and school officials are being commended for quickly moving them inside to safety. The lockdown process went off without a hitch, but the stunt caused panic and disrupted the school day. And I don't know what parent has time in a school in any given day to be putting on a Sasquatch outfit and playing pranks. Bigfoot never got in, though.
That's good.
A parent was apprehended by a school resource officer. The prosecutors are reviewing the case. It's unclear if this person's going to face charges. Some are making light of it online, and many of them seem to be old schoolers who say, ugh, do we have to overreact to all fun ever? But schools are in a completely different situation.
Yeah, you know, if so many really bad things hadn't happened at schools, I'm sure people's sense of humor on this would be fine. I hate that that's the reality of the world these days, but we are not as fun as we used to be. Because that's just like, sorry, Dad, you don't get to do your Sasquatch joke. And at the elementary school, too, like, I don't know, maybe it's more fun at the middle school or the high school or something. Although then now the football team heads out to tackle you. So this might end badly for you, Dad.
I'm all for fun and mostly can take jokes.
No.
And have been on the losing side of delivering one or two myself. And yet, This is a no, Dad. This is a big time no.
It is a no.
So I'll let you know when they do, when they say, but I think this guy's in trouble.
Yeah.
Weddings. They're the best.
I know. I love weddings. I've won this this summer. I've won this fall. So great. It's been a long time since I've been to a wedding.
This story is crazy. The devastated fiance of the Wisconsin elementary school teacher who was arrested for making out with a fifth grader.
Oh, this lady.
Has called off the wedding, according to one of his friends. Madison Bergman and the husband-to-be, Sam Hickman, were due to tie the knot in July, but the revelation of her love affair with one of her 11-year-old students has halted any plans for the ceremony. They were on that website, The Knot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's their website page has been taken down.
Boy, that's so weird that he would cancel the wedding over that. You know, she's just playing with children. What? Teaching them how to make out. It's a big deal. Let me ask you this, though. Right? She saved him, right? She was like, I can't make this guy go through it. I'm just going to find a fifth grader to make out with so that...
I don't know. There's tons of pictures of them. They're a couple. This is a guy and a girl who are together, and they look good. They look like a good match.
They're happy. They look very happy.
The husband is quoted as saying, she cheated on me with a little kid.
Yep.
We can't get married.
Right. We can't get married. He's doing the right thing, and she saved him by doing it.
I think you're right. The 24-year-old teacher was busted after the victim's parents found texts between the pair. An 11-year-old with a phone, everybody.
Well, that's not that unusual, Vin.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, the texts were found on the kid's phone. The boy's father then stormed to the elementary school with printouts of the conversations. An investigation followed. The texts revealed intimate messages between them and their kissing in the classroom during lunch and after school. Including texts to the boy about how much she enjoys him.
I mean, I don't want to know. He's only 11.
Teacher's been placed on administrative leave and has been barred from contacting any district students, parents, or staff. And it does, in fact, she's facing one count of first-degree child sexual assault. And the husband, as you are saying, Sarah, may have dodged a bad one.
Yeah, I don't understand this rash of teacher... what is that?
Unless it's just some kind of a thing about fandom and adoration, like what a young person might...
Loves this teacher. Offer. And now she's... I don't get it. I just don't get it. And even if it occurs to you, which, you know, you'd want to think that it doesn't occur to a teacher, a lady, you know it's wrong. We all know the Mary Jane Toretzko. What's her name? The one who went
Mary
to jail.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
That's one of
the originals, right?
That was so Toretzko. Close. Whatever.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. Remember, Drake came under fire for sliding into Millie Bobby Brown's DMs. And texting her when she was only 14. I don't remember that.
Yeah, they're like friends. We were just talking about that recently. That's true. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the reference to him being...
That must be it.
Unless there's something else that Kendrick knows.
Yeah. Well, he would know better than we would. I mean, it's not like we're not guesting on Kendrick's album, but Drake is, and vice versa.
Sure. Vinny, you are right. Clear is like fast track lanes and shifts people to the other line and helps the bottleneck at the regular line.
Right. Showa. We'll go with that.
Well, we'll see what our government's hard at work on this.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, my God.
They're putting a stop to this Clear.
Right. We don't have any other problems, so just, you know, screw
it. One last one, and then we'll get out of here. Hey, Vinny, I was listening to the podcast last week, and I heard you said your mom is visiting and turned your kids on to Yogi Bear. Well, I have a child care, and I have 6 students right now, and we just finished lunch, and they're loving Yogi Bear. Thanks for the great idea. hey, boo boo. Did I pick an egg basket?
Ow! Ow! All right, it's time to play. Who's the biggest jerk? Will it be Vinny or will it be Brittany?
All right, scumbag game, right?
Sure. You guys can call it whatever you want.
All right.
I call it the who's the bigger jerk game. So, I guess Vinny has the first opportunity to be a jerk here. Bryn's going to go first.
Okay.
When did the Hindenburg disaster happen? This is when the hydrogen-filled German blimp called the Hindenburg crashed and burned, killing 36 people. Remember? Oh, the humanity. Oh, the humanity. When did that happen?
Oh, I can't. 75.
75. All right. And Bryn?
1975? Is that what he just said?
He just said 1975.
I don't know when it happened.
I don't either, but I'm just trying to. You said 75. What is that? Okay. 1875?
1975 is what my guess was.
All right.
Yeah. All right. What's your guess, Benny?
1920.
It is 1937, the Hindenburg disaster. This is, I mean, there's footage of this. It's
right.
It's a big deal at the time. All right, here's your bonus question.
Bonus question?
Yeah, bonus question. Where did that happen?
Oh, damn it.
Because, and I'm asking this bonus question because I was like, are you effing kidding me? That's where that happened?
In the United States.
Oh, well, yes, but where?
Oh.
Well, you know what? I just told you where.
Oh, yes, but
nah,
where?
You got to be more. I need you to be a little more.
Okay,
give me,
so
give me a
does
state.
It matter? Like,
just
we
give
get,
me a state.
Does it matter who's closer in this case, or do you have to name the state, actual state?
Yeah, it's a bonus question. You have to get it right. So name the state.
Okay.
It's so unlikely.
New York.
Oh, that's not it then. Okay.
No, you just have to. You have to guess too. Maybe I will give it to whoever is closest.
California.
It's New Jersey.
Oh.
The Hindenburg thing. The disaster. The giant... Was it called a dirigible?
So I get a point then, right?
Yeah, I guess you can do it. No, you don't get a point.
What? You just fucking
gave me a point. I'll give you a quarter point. I wanted you to guess the actual state.
That kind of makes you the scumbag, the host.
All right, I'm the jerk.
But I got the point from the original question, right?
You did. You were much cooler.
Sheesh. Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
Give me the next one.
When did Roger Bannister become the first man to break the 4-minute mile? Who was... when did that happen? Who is Roger Bannister?
Is he the second person to break the 4-minute mile?
No. The first guy to officially run under a 4-minute mile. When did that happen? And Vinny, you have to go first.
I thought I just went first.
No, you went first. The bonus question doesn't apply.
Oh. All right. The first guy to break the 4-minute mile, I'm going to say it happened in 1945.
Oh.
What do you think?
1946.
Oh, boy, you are the bigger jerk. It happened in 1954.
All right, man.
So I won, right?
No. He broke the 4-minute mile. So here's the bonus.
The bonus question?
But because the current world record was set in 1999 by a runner from Morocco, whose name I definitely can't pronounce. What is the current world record? You tell me, and I'll give it to whoever's closer. And let's see. I think Bryn has to go first on this one. What is the current world record for speed of completing a mile? One mile.
Oh, man. So somebody beat the 4-minute mile?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. All right, 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
35 seconds. All right, Vinny.
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Oh. No way.
It's 3 minutes, 43 seconds.
Oh,
I
didn't
get it because it's 43. Your 43 is ready.
No, so I don't.
That's another point for Bryn.
Oh, Bryn, man.
Bryn's pulling ahead, man. It's a 2.25 points to 1 point.
I am the bigger scumbag, that's for sure.
So far, you are, in fact, the bigger scumbag. Here we go. Okay, so Bryn, you have to go first on this one.
Let's go. Let's go.
When did the English Channel Tunnel, when did that officially open, the Channel Tunnel? When did that open?
The English
Channel tunnel?
1989.
All right. Vinny, what do you think?
88.
94. God. That only opened 30 years ago. I was blown away by that. All right, here's your bonus question on this one. Okay. Bryn gets the point, 3.25 points. But Vinny, so let's see. I think Vinny has to go first on the bonus here. I can't remember. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, how long is the English Channel Tunnel? How long is that tunnel?
How long?
It is the longest undersea tunnel.
Oh.
How long snap. Is it? How long is it?
How
what is that long thing?
35 miles.
All right, Bryn. Vince says 35 miles. What do you think?
35 miles is long. 34 miles.
It's 23 miles.
All right, man.
23 miles. That's another point for Bryn.
Don't laugh so much at that. You got me, but come on.
I love this game.
Don't like it so much.
All right, here's the final question. When did the final episode of Friends, what year did the final Friends? Episode of Friends air on NBC? And I think Vinny has to go first on this one.
Oh,
I can't remember
that. Jesus. I keep ending up first on this.
Okay, I'm going to, you know what, just to give you a chance to get some points, Bryn, you have to go first.
All right, 2008.
08, all right.
Oh, 2007.
All right, 04 is the answer.
All right.
Point for Vinny. Here's your bonus. And Vinny, you got to go first on this one. How many total episodes are there if you feel like a good binge? How many you got to sit through to see every episode? Vinny, you're first.
I'm going to say 250, Bob.
250 episodes.
249.
And the answer is
Sarah.
236. And that is 5.25 points.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
And 2 points right. for Vinny. Happy Monday, everybody. Yes. That was a super fun day. Enjoy all the Disney and all the bottle rock. Be listening to the Alice all day long. Do it on the Odyssey app. Make that happen. That's free. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.